Welcome to this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network. I'm your host, Bob Ross. Today, we return to our series dealing with the Bainbridge Island Metro Park and Recreation District, what it is, its history, and some of the exciting new things happening right now and over the next several months. We'll focus on special events and programs that exist and will be coming available. We'll also discuss the wide array and unique recreational opportunities that exist on over 1,500 acres of parks, trails, and open space that exist on Bainbridge Island. I'm happy to welcome back Don Janow, one of the park commissioners. Don, always good to have you. And who did you bring today?
Hi, Bob. So good to see you. Always a pleasure to be back here. And this week, I brought Brian Garut, our Recreation Division Superintendent.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
It's good to have you, Brian. Okay, that's a pretty impressive title. What's your set of responsibilities?
Well, I have several responsibilities. I'm in charge of gymnastics, sports, outdoors, and then BIRC, Bainbridge Island Recreation Center.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have a youth and teen program that I oversee.
So basically all the really recreational aspects of what goes on in the parks.
Yes. Yep.
I suppose with this recent acquisition of the athletic facility, that's another big job responsibility.
It is, but it's been an incredible journey for me. We've had the opportunity to meet a lot of people from the community and work with them and see what joy the facility can bring to the community.
What got you into recreation as a thing that's important in your life?
Well, I started here in 1988 as a gymnastics coach part-time. I was going to college. And then I went to regular part-time and then full-time. So I've been with the park district for, you know, over 30 years.
Now, did you study recreation in school?
I did not. I was actually going at school teacher or administration mm-hmm. work.
Ah, I see.
I think that, Brian, you might be our longest-standing employee. Am I correct?
I think you are correct now. There are a couple behind me that are really close. But, yes, I am.
So did you grow up in this community?
I did not. My dad was in the Navy, so mm-hmm. we moved around a lot, East Coast, West Coast. And then he knew he wanted to retire out here, so he took a job, and this is where we landed. And I stayed here because I was tired of moving around.
In that broad array of responsibilities that you have, are there certain ones that are sort of closer to you, more dear? I'm not asking you to identify your favorite child, but are there things that are really things you like to focus attention and energy on?
Well, prior to BIRC, I would say gymnastics, because I was doing that job for many years, and it was a passion of mine. I still currently coach a couple days a week, a couple hours a day, so that's a passion. But since BIRC, I just really have enjoyed the challenge of having the Bainbridge Athletic Club, Bainbridge Island Recreation Club. And I just really have had some great responses from the community with that.
You know, I think it might be important to kind of remind people about just what that new facility is and what it kind of represents in terms of opportunities for people in the community.
Yes. So we have a great staff. It really starts off with a great staff. So we have exercise and fitness. We have aquatics. We have a racket club, racket sports, which is like tennis and pickleball, which is very popular at this time. And then we have all types of personal trainers that can lead people to their personal goals and fitness.
Now, when people sign up for a membership there, and say they want to have access to a personal trainer, how does that work? Is that an additional relationship that is developed?
It is. We actually meet, you can meet with a personal trainer one time, and they'll go through all the equipment with you and kind of put you on a plan. But if you want to go any further than that and want to go deeper into your workout and into your fitness, then you can sign up for additional personal training sessions. And those come at a cost.
Uh-huh. I'm asking you that for my own personal
interest. Good. We'd love, like I said, we'd love to see you there.
Yeah. Well, I do. I'm in the process of making that happen. But I know that the facility is pretty awesome. I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of opportunities in terms of exercise.
I do. I love it there. There we have many classes that are available for members, Pilates. We have yoga. We have like TRX classes.
I don't know what TRX means.
TRX is a program where you work with Dyna Bands and work on your strength, core strength.
Oh, okay.
And then we have a whole workout, cardio room and free weights. And we also have machines, you know, weight machines that you can work on.
How about stationary bikes?
We have stationary bikes. Yep, we do. Yeah. And we also have we have a class that's a cycle class that we also host that people can take.
Oh, okay. So you can sign up for a class that meets at a regular time and...
Yep.
And
yes.
You just show up and...
You just show up and be cycle your hearts out.
Now, what about the aquatics? I know that there's a pool there.
There is. So it's an outdoor pool. Mm-hmm. So it's seasonal. So basically, we'll probably open it sometime in April, depending on the weather, mm-hmm. and it'll run through October, depending on the weather. And we'll offer open swim sessions, just like we do in our other pool. We'll offer exercise classes. We'll offer lap swim. All those things that happen in our other pool, we'll offer there.
Yeah, I know swimming is very popular.
It is very popular. Yeah, our aquatic center is always full.
Now, so does the aquatic center also part of your area of responsibility?
It is not. Oh. I mean, Mark Benishek is in charge of the aquatic center.
Oh, okay.
He's our rec rec division director.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of recreation programs, what does it start? What age group do programs actually start? Or is there an age?
There really isn't an age. I mean, I can give you an example of, I know for gymnastics, we have an open playtime area where people are in a mom and tot class. And a person can come and bring their child and play with their child and meet other parents and socialize and also learn, you know, motor skills.
Yeah.
And they have some very similar in swimming.
I would say if you come to a board meeting, each of our division directors give a report to the commissioners at the end of each night. And I always look forward to Brian's report because it's so chock full of information, whether it be information about the pottery studio or teen center or the amazing athletes that we produce or, you know, whatever is going on. It's always really robust and entertaining and mind-blowing as to how many programs go on in a given, given week or day.
Yeah.
What, you mentioned pottery.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that.
So we have a pottery studio at Eagle Dell. It's a pottery studio. I don't know if you're aware of it. It's on kind of the south end of the island.
Oh.
And we offer pottery classes for adults and youth. And we also have open pottery session times where people can go in and make their own stuff and paint and do those all fun things that people like to do with pottery.
Wow.
And pre-COVID, we used to have an annual sale right around this time, too.
We did, yes.
Which I'm bummed that I can't go to this year because it makes for great holiday gift giving.
Oh, yes. I bet it does. Yeah. I had no idea about that.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember if I've seen that in your...
We have a large pottery section, actually, in there for both adult and youth.
Oh, that's really cool.
We have some incredible staff. One of the things I can really mention about the Park District is the staff I work with are incredible. They're so passionate about their jobs, and they love what they do, and they have so many different talents. I'm always impressed with the ideas that come forth in the meeting or for classes and programs, and it's like, I would have never thought about that.
And if I can bring up one other thing, you know, Brian, you've really been instrumental in getting this teen center up and going. And I think a lot of people don't know exactly what kind of services that provides and what addition that provides to the teens in our community. So if you could speak a little bit about that, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, actually, the Park District started the Teen Center maybe about almost 30 years ago, a little over 30 years ago. And it's been through many transitions. It started at Strawberry Hill. And then we bought a building and put it at on the campus. It was right kind of back behind Building 100. I don't know if you know where that is. And then when they were going to do construction to the, obviously, to the high school, we moved it. And we now are over at the Aquatic Center. And we have all teens from sixth grade all the way to seniors in high school. And pre-COVID, we were getting, you know, 30 to 40 people visiting the Teen Center every day. Right now, it was really slow last year, but it's starting to pick up again. People are coming back and and enjoying their time there. Basically, it's a program that people come in and drop in and do activities. We have pool, we have tennis table tennis, and we have gaming and artwork and whatever they want to do, we supply it for them.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Kind of a meetup place.
It is. And, you know, we have great staff there, too. And they are there to listen to, you know, if people want to talk and yeah. They're there to listen to them.
Yeah. I bet that's very popular.
It is. It is. People love it. There's, you know, obviously, an important part, too, is the social aspect of it. People just love just seeing the same people over again, getting to know them. And it's different than school. You know, so they're able to talk to each other in a way that's a little more open.
Now, I'm kind of curious. You've got a lot of area to cover. How are you organized internally? I mean, you're the head honcho. I mean, what does the staff look like for you?
So, without staff, I wouldn't be able to do my job. we have in the rec division, we have youth and teen, which is Shannon Buxton. She's in charge of that. So that's anything. Youth and teen related. That doesn't fall under sports, which is Julie Miller. And then we have Jason, who's in charge of gymnastics. And then we have Sue Barrington, who's in charge of active adult programs. And then we also have Megan Pleely, who's in charge of the Aquatic Center, which is a big responsibility and big program for the district. And then we have Emily, who's in charge of all the events, which is our big events that we have for the Park District. We have one starting this Thursday, which you're probably aware of, a holiday at Fay.
Yes,
people love it.
We're psyched.
So we're excited to get that going, and I'll be there Thursday night letting people in. So
yeah, we just got our instructions. We're ready to roll.
Nice.
You know what we do? We always make a big pot of hot chocolate and give everybody a mug and get in the car and drive and see all the lights around town, and we finish at Fay Bainbridge.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's totally perfect.
Yeah. Sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all these wonderful little places tucked away, and we're just only being here, 6 years now, we're just kind of learning about where to go. You know, and Fay Bainbridge is definitely a key.
Yeah, it's a favorite of many people. I love it there. It's so beautiful. You have the beach and you got the views, and people there all the time just enjoying the park itself. Even not the camping part's important. People enjoy that, but our community really enjoy the beach aspect of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's a real treasure.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. What are some things that you are kind of thinking about in terms of the future and with recreation? Are there new areas that you want to explore or expand upon or develop in a different way? Or
yes, I want to continue building the Bainbridge Recreation Center and kind of developing programs there that will healthy for our community. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of programs that we can still offer if we get the staff and to come in and offer their services and their talents. I mean, down the road, I'd really like to see, bigger facility that we can maybe host, another gym that we can offer more programming in, because, you know, space is always an issue. We do use a lot of the school district facilities, but they, they have all their programs too, so we have to kind of work around their schedules.
Yeah.
For that.
You mentioned gymnastics a few times.
Yes.
That seems like it's very close to you.
It is. Yeah, so currently since I've been here, since 1988, we've been in a facility inside the high school. And then we expanded about 12 years ago. We took the Transmary building at Battle Point Park and made that into an additional space for gymnastics. So we have two facilities.
Oh, great.
And so a lot of our lower level classes are held at the Transmary building, and then our upper level classes and teams are held at the facility at the Bainbridge High School.
I first met you, Brian. You may not even remember this, but my daughter was doing gymnastics. I think she was a hotshot. You were, but that was with Jason. But I think we remember.
Oh, yes.
I remember seeing you there working with the boys' teams when she was, I don't know, 5 or 6 or something like that.
Yeah, I've been doing it a long time.
Yeah, she's 18 now. So,
so did you grow up doing gymnastics yourself?
You know, I did. I dabbled in a lot of sports, but my senior year, I was out in D.C. and I decided I wanted to try gymnastics, and yeah, I really loved it. And so I said, when we moved back out here, I said, oh, I'll try coaching gymnastics. That sounds like fun. And because I loved it. And so, yeah, they hooked
and
me.
And he's going to be shy, but you have had some winning teams, too, over the years.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've had
a very strong program.
Yeah, over the years, we've won state titles and state positions. And
so the teams within the district are competitive?
Yes, both. So we have several teams. Gymnastics is one of them. We have both guys and females. And then we also have swimming teams, obviously, and they are very successful in their winnings.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the masters swim team as well has national champions.
Yeah. We have some great athletes here on Bainbridge. And they have great work ethics and work hard and have a passion for what they do.
Yeah. Well, Brian, I'm impressed with your work. It's very cool.
I love it. And like I said earlier, I just love the people I work with. They just make me want to be a better person and bring better programs and allow people to have those recreational opportunities that maybe they never even think of.
Yeah. Now, if are there volunteer opportunities at all?
There is. Depends on what kind of area of interest you have. And we have obviously some volunteer areas and parks where you can go in and if you want to help make a new trail, because we have a lot of trails at Parks and Recreation, and if you want to help dig one out, you can do that. Like in sports for Julie, she's hired a whole bunch of volunteer coaches who lead our basketball teams.
Oh, cool.
So, depending on what kind of interest you have, we have something for you.
So they can go to the website and find their way over to volunteerism.
Yep, you got it.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yes.
Well, Brian, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. And Dawn, thank you for bringing Brian.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Always great. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Dawn.
And thank you for joining us today on this edition of What's Up Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.